So here is the platform. As mentioned, SUSHI is the standard for official statistics on climate and health interaction, where the user will get access. So this is currently in collaboration with the UN Global Platform team. And we have a couple of documentation and other important information to be shared with, some of the basic information which I talk about, those 10 indicators. So this is one example that how the heat and cold related mortality is associated. And all the documentations with respect to the methodology, the code, and all the information is already on the platform itself. And I'm just going to briefly show you how the open source tool on the platform analyze the data sets using some of the real data sets which we have put it on the platform. So when the user go to the platform, they will get access to the data template, the MTA data templates, how the data template should look like before actually they actually analyze the data set on the platform. And we have given some of the guideline on the platform itself, like what, just as example, what your number of rows and number of columns should look like. Just as example, like you need to have minimum like a date, column, year, region, if the data permits, sub-geography and so on, and the dates and population and so on. So once the user upload the data, there will be options to select what is the exposure. For example, in this case, we wanted to see the where is our death column, for example, because we are looking at the all-cause mortality associated with heat and cold. And the date column is my date, basically. And the temperature can be either minimum, maximum, or mean. Just for a demonstration, I'm using the mean temperatures to avoid any bias in the analysis. Population column, if the population data permits, which is commonly used and available at country and sub-geography level. So I'm using the United Kingdom as an example, just to showcase one example. And then also, if there are sub-geographical information available, then the platform should be able to estimate for those. Then also some of the other parameters can be included. Either you run the meta-analysis if you have multiple cities data, or if you have only one national, then it could be only for the national scale. Also, which year you would like, because if you want to see the adaptation over a period of time, what are the impact in early years and late years, and see the adaptation over a period of time, then can select. And also the number of lags, which is like, again, a methodological approach. Like it's not the impact is on the same day when there is a heat wave or a cold wave, but the impact can be longer, up to 21 days maximum, but it can be 3 days to 28 days and so on. And then just user just click on the calculate button, because the software behind this tool is actually calculating the, take into consideration all the regression modeling, the earlier graph I was showing to you. Hopefully now we should be able to see the results. And the results we see in terms of relative risk, we see the results in terms of the population attributable deaths. So how many number of actually attributable deaths due to heat and cold. And hopefully it works, because it's always like a big risk when you do it in the live. But as a backup, I also put some screenshot.
So this is all live. So this
is yeah. I just put a backup because just in case. This is something we should be able to get it the result, but for a meantime, just to save time, I'm just gonna to show the view result tab should look like something like this, where if you go to the maps, you will see the region-wise relative risk for each region, and also you see the relative the exposure response function, how much is the relative risk in terms of the heat and the cold, and some of the optimal range where the mortality is minimum throughout this the process. I hope now we should, we got the result. Yeah, so here are the results. So we can select the geography. For example, I want to select the London. I can go to London and I can see basically the temperature related relative risk in mortality in 2006, because that was the year we select. And here are the relative risk. If the temperature is, let's say, more than 25 degrees Celsius, the relative risk is 1.3. And we have full documentation how to interpret those results within the methodology documents itself. And the other important aspect I mentioned, the attributable number, because in terms of numbers, we want to see what actually attributable numbers with respect to heat and cold in London, for example, in 2006. And we can see the heat related both in red and in blue, cold related deaths attributable to heat and cold. So this is the first sort of a indicator which is live now on the platform, and soon it will be public. But we really wanted to get some sort of a feedback from all of you to how we can improve some of this work. And all the documentation, as mentioned, that which includes the current status of literature, the impact pathways, as well as the mostly the methodological definition. For example, as mentioned, the heap definition we use for the heat wave in this methodology documents, as well as the metadata, like what should be the minimum metadata sheet look like, and where we can get these data sets for other countries and so on. So this is some sort of overview on the platform, and we really wanted to get also your input to improve this platform and the framework. So if you can scan and give some sort of feedback, which has like less than 10 questions, should not take more than a minute to improve and giving some of us feedback moving forward. And some of the other work where you can engage through our stakeholder engagement or through giving some feedback on your expertise, as well as our engagements on different aspects. So with this, I really appreciate the time and listening to me, and thank you again for the opportunity. Looking forward for the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much for a very interesting presentation. So I open the floor for discussion for previous two presentations. If you have questions, comments, remarks. I need glasses. Ireland, please.